So it's a full moon in Aquarius. Every year, annually, on this full moon in Aquarius, you know, during Leo season, I think back to a few years ago when I was in Hawaii and homeless by choice and had the most trippy, magical full moon in Aquarius experience that I'll never forget, and I'll always think about it when this time comes every year. So I went to Kauai with a really close friend and we decided to just embrace the elements, you know, sleep in a hammock together. You know, we were hitchhiking and at some point or another, we crossed paths with other hippies and camped on the beach, a nude beach to be exact. It was like this secluded part of Kauai that just felt like we were back to the Garden of Eden, untouched by civilization. I don't know why, but one particular night we decided to climb up this cliff on the beach on someone's property, but it was like a sprawling estate. This rich person that gave Oprah energy, I don't know why, but we decided to camp out in their backyard. I think we just wanted a little bit of variety, you know, because we were like free ranging, sleeping in trees and underneath benches. And, you know, we figured that there was a chance that they wouldn't catch us sleeping there because their backyard that backed up to the cliff went for yards and yards. All we really had was, I want to say, one or two blankets and this tarp. I was in the middle, and here we are trying to sleep on essentially the edge of this cliff. The two people next to me are fast asleep, and I'm just like blazed by the luminescent full Aquarius moon, and Aquarius is a very electric energy. I could not sleep. I was so wired. But the main reason I couldn't sleep was not just because the bright moon was lighting up the entire ocean, but if you've ever been to Kauai or Hawaii, there are these weird birds, these prehistoric sounding birds. They're like, they have a long tail, they're white, and they make the sound of a crying baby. Exotic looking birds with long tails that kind of looked like a dragon tail. Like at night, they were flying across the moon and they were like, I truly felt that I was in another universe of just strange creatures. Hawaii's energy also was just so powerful and ancient. You feel like you're in another world altogether. Yeah, so every time the Aquarius full moon comes around, I want to get weird. I want to get into some mischief and get kicked off a person's property early in the morning because the woman who owned the house ended up finding us there sleeping in her backyard. And she was like, why? What are you doing? Go! So do things for the plot, take a risk, see that this life is a very pulsating, freakish, wet, wild planet with creatures yet to be discovered.